Could you write your solution to the whiteboard?
Yes.
That's it. Thank you. So we use string concatenation. If we want to access this element, this is at position 1, sys.argv1, and using string concatenation, we put them together. I forgot to mention that if you want to specify a string, you can put it between quotation marks, or you can put it between apostrophes. There is no difference. So you can use whichever you like, whichever you prefer. Okay. Another way to print something to the screen . Okay, another way is to print different things and separate them with comma. However, if you use this technique, so-called technique, then Python, so here we want to print three different things. Each of them will be printed separately. And Python will add a space automatically between the elements. So here is a space, and here is also a space. But the advantage is that here you can print anything. The type doesn't matter. So here I can print a number, an integer. I can print a float. They are printed without any problem. So I don't need to convert numbers to string if we use this. However, keep in mind that the space will be added automatically. And print also adds a new line at the end. If we do not need a new line and if we do not need spaces, there is a solution for that. We will see that too a bit later. Okay. Now, let's modify this program. If the name that we pass is Batman, then the program should write, for instance, Batman is here. However, if we pass something else, not Batman, but for instance, our name, then it should greet us. So we will need an if-else condition. So if the name is Batman, print this. Otherwise, print something else. And let's use another function. And we will also use parameter passing. So name, let it be sys.argv1. So this is the parameter that we passed. And then let's call hello. Let's call greet. And to this function, we pass this string. Name will be a string. So we define the function greet. It receives a string. Let's call it name too. We need a colon. When you use indentation, the suggested indentation is 4 spaces. I will talk about it too a bit later, after this exercise. So, if name, and the good thing is that if you want to compare two strings, you can use the equal-equal operator. So, if name is Batman, then S, after the S we also need a colon and we need indentation. We print the previous message. In C, how did we compare two strings? We had to use a function for that, strcmp, and it returned -1, 0, or 1, depending on which one is smaller, larger. Here, just simply use the equal-equal operator to compare two strings. Okay, is it clear? Some more words about the indentation. So the suggestion is to use 4 spaces. However, here I used 2 indentations, so it means I should type there 8 spaces. If I use 4 indentations, should I type the space 16 times? It would be too tiring. So the idea is to use the tab button. However, if you press the tab, it will generate this \t key. When you press the enter, it generates the \n, the new line. But this is not suggested in Python. They say that you should use 4 spaces. So the idea is that in your text editor, you in your preferences, you say that when you press the tab button, the text editor should replace this \t with 4 spaces. I indicate a space like this. So replace it with 4 spaces. And you can set it in every modern text editor. I show you how to do it in Notepad++. So go to Settings, then Preferences, here Language, and then Tab Size, set it to 4, and Replace by Space, tick it, select it. And now you are done. You can use the tab And each time you press it, it will be replaced by 4 spaces. Actually, you could use different indentation too. For instance, at Google, they use just 2 spaces. However, in the source code, you must be consistent. So if you want to use just 2 spaces, then you need to use 2 spaces for indentation everywhere. If you use 4 spaces, use 4 spaces everywhere. You can also use tab, this backslash t. It's not suggested, but possible. But then use backslash t everywhere. But the best is to use 4 spaces. Most Python programmers use 4 spaces. If you mix up, for instance, somewhere I use just 3 indentation or just 2, and I try to execute it, I get this error, indentation error. When you get it, it means that somewhere you mixed up the indentation. So it should be 4. And then it works. Okay. Let's add something to this program. If we pass Batman or if we pass Robin, it should print also Batman is here. So if we pass Batman or Robin, print this. Otherwise, print this. So we will need a logical OR. In Python, the logical OR will be the English OR. In C, it was this pipe. How do you write the logical AND in Python? What do you think? AND. And how do you write the logical NOT? NOT. So that's why I say it's like pseudocode. You can almost read it like plain English. So, if name is Batman, or, and you need to repeat the comparison, name is Robin, then print this. Otherwise, print something else. And Python is a case-sensitive language. So if you write Robin with small r, then the else statement will be executed. Because here r is small. Okay. Here is a general template for Python 3 scripts. And I suggest to put this source code in a file, for instance, basic.py. Save it somewhere. And when you need to write another Python program, just make a copy of it, rename the copy, and add new content to this file. So don't type this every time when you write a new Python program. Just save it somewhere, make a copy of it, rename it. Because every time when you write a Python program, you should start with these lines. And don't type unnecessarily. So I also make a copy. Let's call it, for instance, basic.py. I add this line to make it Linux compatible. And here is the strange condition before calling the main. If you want to add the comment, type a hash mark. I like to put it here, a separator line, but this is just me. And here I write my functions. Below the separator, I call the main function. Okay. Now, some gotchas in Python 3 that is different from Python 2. When you see this sign, it means that this is for Python 2. So, in Python 3 is a bit different. And how is it different? In Python 2, print was a statement. So after the print, you didn't have to type the parentheses. It worked like this. However, in Python 3, it doesn't work anymore because print has become a function. And when you call a function, you need to write the parentheses. So this is how it works. If you forget the parentheses, you get an error. It doesn't work anymore. Another important thing is the division operator. If you divide 7 by 2, what would be the result in C? I think in C sharp 2. What do you think? In C, it would be just 3, the integer part, the whole part. However, in Python 3, the division has become a mathematical division. So it will be 3.5. It is different from C languages. It has become different. So remember that the slash is a mathematical division. It works just like in math. And there is another operator. It is the slash slash, which works just like in good old C. And it will give us back the integer part, the whole part. So 7 divided by 2 is 3.5. The whole part is 3. So it will return an integer. Just 3. So this is an important difference from Python 2. The slash slash operator also exists in Python 2. Now let's move on with the strings. Python is excellent in string manipulation. So let's see some features of it. So as I mentioned, there is no difference between quotation marks and apostrophes. It's the same. However, there are cases when using one of them is a better choice. For instance, I want to store this English word in a string. Which one should I use, apostrophe or quotation mark?
Depends on
quotation mark will be better, because if I use just apostrophe, actually I will get an error, because the string starts here and the string ends here. So what is this? You get an error. Another solution is that you can protect the apostrophe inside. How do you protect it? With a backslash. And then it works. But if you don't want to mind, if you don't want to use backslashes, just use quotation marks. And similarly, if I want to put this in a string, which one do you use? Apostrophe or quotation mark? She said, get out. This is what I want to put in a string.
It's apostrophe.
Yeah. Since it contains quotation marks, it's better